and watching the Derek Chauvin trial regarding the death of George Floyd. Going into this trial, there were claims that that George Floyd was this threatening danger. The crowd outside that was gathering, they were becoming riotous as well. The video showed that was shown this past week during the trial, quite the different picture, don't you think, if you were watching? They had store security video. No one had seen this before. There was Mr. Floyd, calm, interacting with everybody. Store clerk who was testifying, Christopher Martin was his name. He kind of guessed that George Witt was high on something, but wasn't making any trouble. He was kind of goofy in a lot of ways. They were talking about, you know, whether George played sports or things like that. That same clerk also, this was really insightful to part of the aftermath of all this. Mr. Martin expressed regret that if he didn't take the $20 bill from Floyd, then none of this would have happened. Which, he's sort of being heavy on himself for no just reason. He was doing his job. But would you think that same way if you were in Christopher Martin's shoes right now? Then there was the EMT. Not one of the ones that responded to everything that was happening. She was just a bystander, and she testified that police kept her from helping Mr. Floyd. In this video, they backed that up too. Where it actually looked like the one cop, it wasn't Chauvin because he was still doing what he was doing to Mr. Floyd. But there's one cop that was this close, it appeared, to arresting her for offering to help. Chauvin's defense, of course, brushed this off by saying, well, you know, she was being too bossy. On Wednesday, there was the testimony of Charles McMillan, who was a direct witness as well, and really the last person to have any kind of conversation with George Floyd. He was the witness who broke down on the stand after watching the body cam video. That video punctuated the impact of the actions of police as we heard Mr. Floyd on the ground saying, I can't breathe, calling for his mama. And also the cops had Mr. Floyd in the vehicle and brought him back out. We've learned this over the past week too. Now the first time they had him in, shut the door, off to wherever you want to go, station house, whatever the case may be, the hospital, but they run back out. Yeah, why? Because that's when things escalated. It was also shocking and sickening to see in the video this past week too, how Derek Chauvin just calmly got back into the police cruiser like he was getting back in after a routine traffic stop. Looking at some of the events in the courtroom on Thursday, among other new information, we saw one of the responding EMTs testifying that George Floyd was unresponsive when he arrived. His partner tried to check on Mr. Floyd while Chauvin remained kneeling on Mr. Floyd's neck. Then he actually had to tell Chauvin, get off him so we can do what we need to do. Incredible. It's been interesting, too, how the prosecution has used what really was the best tactic they had at this early stage of the trial, put the flaws of George Floyd out there before the defense could do it. It's really the best way they have to keep the trial from becoming all about George Floyd, which no doubt is the move that the direction the defense is going to try to take. And already, after these first days, the need for Chauvin to take the stand's already increased big time. How we see the defense cross-examine prosecution witnesses, that's going to offer context clues about whether or not that's actually going to happen.